Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. A moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. Listen to real-life testimonies from women and men just like you who have gone from victim to victorious. Sit back, listen, connect in the chat room, and share the show with a friend. Here's your host, author, and motivational speaker, Nicole Cleveland.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Breathe Again, the radio show. I am your host, Nicole Cleveland, and we bring to you victorious testimonies of faith from people that have gone through the fire, come out the fire, and they're ready to share their story to help you, to help that person that's suffering in secret or that person that's suffering in silence. We do what we do so that God can get the glory, and you will know that you're not alone. Sit back, yes, relax. Share this show with a friend. If the show's content is not about you and you've never gone through it, guess what? I bet you know someone that has gone through it or is currently going through it. So let them know that, hey, God is in control, and if he did it for the guests that come on this show, he will definitely do it for you too. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be helpers one to another. I'm just excited because I can do what I love, and I love what I do, and I love with individuals that have gone through and have come out. I'm so glad to be with you another Saturday. Hey, I got a busy, busy weekend. Today is the 2018 African-American Harambe, and that is in Chesapeake, Virginia. I'm really excited about that. That's hosted by the National Council of Negro Women. Then I have another event I have to shoot out to in Newport News. So I'm going to have a very busy weekend. It's a beautiful day. And I hope you enjoy your weekend. You know, I don't want you to just exist. I want you to live your best life because we don't know if we're going to make it till tomorrow. We don't know what is going to happen tomorrow. So make the best of your day on today. Hey, if you have a powerful testimony, I want to interview you. I want you to go to breatheagainmagazine.org. Fill out that radio submission form, and somebody will be in touch with you to get you scheduled on the show. Remember, your testimony is not for you. It's for other people. If you're on social media, we would love for you to connect with us. We're at Breathe Again Mag on Facebook, Breathe Again Magazine. You could do the search. And we're Breathe Again on Twitter. And you can also connect with me at Nicole C. Online, at Nicole C. Online. That's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I promise I won't spam you, but I will encourage you each and every day. So if you're a first-time listener, I want to say thank you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us on today. I hope something is said today that will bless you. If you're part of the family and you come every week or you listen to the on-demand show, thank you so much. I couldn't do what I do without you. So you know how we do. Each and every week we go into our prayer, we come out, and we'll go right into our first segment. And the first segment is A Way to Forgiveness with Erin Dooley. Wow, she has a powerful, powerful testimony, and I'm so glad that I can share that with you. In the second segment, I'm going to chat with friend to the show, Shirley T. Burks. She just released her new book. It is Shirley T. Burks, Keeping It Real, Have You Forgotten? You Matter. We're going to unpack that book on today as well. So, you know what? Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Father, Father, you hear our hearts this morning. We do not want to settle. We do not want to find our comfortable position and put up our tent there and be happy with you blessing me and mine. Father, we understand today that forgiveness and reconciliation and blessing and favor is given for reason, Lord God. It is given for purpose, Father. And today, God, we say, forgive us, Father, when we have taken on this attitude, Lord God, of all you've done. Father, use us, God, use us, heaven with a life poured out, not with a life that looks perfect, Father. I want it to not look good. I want it to be good, Father. We love you today, Father God. We love you today, Father God. We love you today, Father God. Let our love be seen, Father God, on this earth. Let our love be carved out, Father God, on the pavements of our neighborhoods. Let our love be carved out for you, Father. Oh, Jesus, for the lonely. Lord, for the state that we were in. We were in that state, God. Yet someone bothered to take the time and present you to us. We'll never, ever take it for granted. And in turn, we live our lives as a thank you. As a thank you, Father. As a thank you.
Amen, amen. Love that prayer. If you're part of the family, you know I play it each and every week before the first segment because it is really my prayer. That's Darlene Sheck and Israel New Breed, but it's my prayer as well. I don't want my life to just look good. I really want it to be good, and I really want to live each and every day as a thank you, and you should be striving for that as well. All right, so let's jump into our first segment, Oh My Goodness, with Erin Dooley. Now, as a way to heal from the hurt of an impending divorce from her husband of 12 years, Erin walked a 550-mile pilgrimage across northern Spain. She discusses her idea of forgiveness with fellow pilgrims and filmed interviews, and she has a film out there that she's going to discuss with us on today. Erin is real and raw with her pain, so I just want to welcome her to the show. Welcome to the show, Erin.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
You're more than welcome. Erin, talk a little bit about how you would describe yourself to the audience.
Well, I'm a pretty genuine person and kind of wear my heart on my sleeve type person. So, you see everything that I went through in the film, and a lot of people comment on how, I'm very raw. So, but that's kind of how I am. I just put it out there. I'm a filmmaker, and so when I went out there, I figured I should at least bring my camera and document my journey as I walked. So I wasn't sure if it would result in anything, but I ended up putting together the film to try to help others. When God says he's going to work everything to good, I'm just glad that I can be part of that, that he turned my mess into a message.
Powerful, it really is, and I just want to thank you for your transparency because so many people can relate to your pain and what you've gone through. Let's talk a little bit about what, how you ended up where you were. You were married for 12 years. You and your husband decided you were going to divorce. Talk to me a little bit about that day when you realized, okay, I'm not going to be married anymore. What were you feeling at that moment?
It was a month of a lot of discussion and things. So it was, but when it finally came, I was just very shocked and hurt, as you could imagine. Just a lot of tears, like I say in the film. I mean, I would just be walking through the house and just collapse into tears, which I think a lot of people that have gone through a breakup, especially a divorce of many years, can relate to that. Just the feelings are so overwhelming. It was just a lot of negative feelings were swimming around. And I had wanted to do this pilgrimage for many, many years. So it seemed like a good time to get out of where I was and just go take a very long walk. So that's why I decided to do that. And really having this on the horizon, because it was about 6 months between when I booked the trip and when I took the trip. And really this was a lighthouse for me as I was being sort of tossed about in the sea of the divorce. I just felt like there was the only thing that I could cling to that was centering me to say, okay, you have this trip coming up, so just make it to March, make it to March. That was sort of my little mantra to myself. And then I flew over to Spain and went for a walk, and it definitely was very life-changing for me. to be able to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm divorced as well. I went through a divorce after 20 years of marriage, so I definitely understand the pain and the tears and your ups and your downs, and you're not really sure from one day to another how you're going to make it or how you're going to survive. So I definitely understand that part of it. What was the lesson that you learned, Erin? Because I always say it's really never a loss. It's always a lesson. So we must learn from what we go through. So what was the lesson?
Man, there was a lot of lessons to learn on the Camino. But I think the biggest joy, well, I guess I learned a lot about myself. You know, at the beginning of a divorce, you know, you can really, you're focused on the other and what they're doing. But over the course of not just me walking, you know, those 40 days, but also it's been 3 years since this has happened, and I've been touring with the film and giving talks. So just all of that helps me, you know, have some grace towards him and to understand, you know, what he was feeling, what he was thinking, and not that it can excuse behavior, but where you just have a little bit of empathy and to understand that a lot of people, they act out of hurt and out of fear. If you really just go underneath the surface of what they're doing, if you have that ability to not just be reactive to what they're doing, and you can give people grace if you can understand, oh, you know, they're going through something. And it's not to say that you excuse what they're doing, but to understand, because I think if people feel heard and they feel like you understand, then they might change and not act in the way they are. And it just gives me a lot of empathy, because when I do give talks, people come up to me afterward and they share their stories, and people, no matter what they have to forgive, you know, they might have a sibling or a parent that, you know, they have problems with, whatever it is, they're able to see themselves and learn some lessons about forgiveness through the film. So it's not just for, you know, people going through a divorce. But it's very humbling to have people come up to me and open up their wounds to me. Because I am so vulnerable in the film, they just answer that with vulnerability of their own. And so I've learned a lot of empathy and learned, just to be a help wherever I can. So that is just a big blessing that, you know, God has given me. And, yeah, you can look back at something that you at the time wished was not happening and then say, wow, you know, my life is completely different now. And if this didn't happen, I would absolutely be a different person. So you can have some gratitude sometimes even for the worst parts of your life.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, it took you 6 months to complete the journey?
It was 6 months between when I booked and when I started walking. I was walking for 40 days, and that was definitely chosen on purpose, you know, very biblical number,
right,
40 days.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was... And I walked, the goal of the Camino, you walk to Santiago, but Santiago is only about 80 kilometers from the ocean, and so it seemed a little silly to stop there and not just walk all the way to the ocean, to walk across an entire country. It's like, you almost did it, and if you walk that far, you might as well go a little further.
Keep on going, right?
So, right.
Yeah. So not, did you take off work, or are you an entrepreneur? Because some people would say, hey, I have a journey I want to take as well, but they can't leave work for 40 days. So did you save up prior to? How did you make it?
Yeah, definitely a lot of people can't do that. And
right.
I was very in a good position because I had just started freelancing about almost a year prior. Like as I was on the trip, it was my sort of anniversary of having been working for myself, my 1 year. I was my own boss, so I gave myself the time off. You can do parts of the Camino. You don't have to do the whole thing. People are starting every day. They're starting from multiple cities, so you can. Or people can just, you know, go hiking or go walking wherever they are and carve out that time. I think it's more just making the time. You know, we can make excuses for ourselves. Oh, I can't, but you're important. And so whatever little bit you can do, you know, just do something for yourself. And walking has so many healing benefits, even if it's just walking around your block or walking through the park, it does help. And so just those small little steps can bear a lot of fruit for you.
Wonderful. Now, Erin, breathing in is a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. So we like to talk about what happened, but we also like to give individual solutions. So I'd like for you to just minister to someone as if they were standing in front of you and they're going through what you've gone through. They're struggling with forgiveness and they're struggling with someone that hurt them. Could be a husband, it could be a mother, it could be a brother or a father. What would you say to that individual if you were face-to-face with them?
Well, I would say, and what I often say is that, you know, we are called to forgive, it can be very difficult, but just making that choice is an incredibly powerful first step, and that might be all you can decide right now is to say, okay, yeah, I know I should forgive at some point. I'm not ready now, but I know I want to. I was there for a very long time. I've known people for, they've been there for 10 years, but
yeah.
God will honor, you know, we are supposed to be in right relationships with other people. That doesn't mean that, you know, if it is whatever the relationship dynamic that you're healing from will return to what it is, but at least to not have this wound in between you. We are supposed to try to have that. So you will be blessed by having forgiveness come to you. It will happen. It might take a while, which we don't like to hear sometimes because we like things to happen on our timetable, but it will happen because when you seek out to do something positive, it will happen, and you will be given that grace. And so just to go easy on yourself and take the time, because it might take time, but really making that choice it really will put a shift in you. If you want to accept forgiveness, eventually you'll let go of the hurt, and then your hands will be open to sort of accept that forgiveness. So, I would say just make it a conscious decision, even if it takes a while.
Yeah.
That's, I guess, my biggest step.
Yeah, I often tell people we are raised to forgive other people and vice versa. And a lot of times we forgive with just our lips. And so we just say, I'm sorry, but we're really not sorry. Or I forgive you because someone told you that you had to forgive. But true forgiveness really goes down and it's deeper than that surface, that surface in the word. So, Erin, talk a little bit about the film. Now, you are on tour, and you go all across the country. Churches and groups and communities can actually have screenings and discussions. Talk a little bit about the film and how others can get involved.
Yeah, so it's called The Way to Forgiveness, and it's a 45-minute film. And so I present the film, and then I have a 25-minute talk about how to forgive and then do a Q&A. And so I've mostly been at churches, but, yeah, whomever is interested in learning more about forgiveness. And so my website is awaytoforgiveness.weebly, which is weebly.com. And so you can there's links about how to host a screening and a little video about what's involved, because I do tailor it to the group. So I've presented to like 100 teenagers, and they wanted to break them into small groups, so I have a discussion guide for small groups. So depending on the dynamic of the group, I can massage the presentation a little bit. And I am Christian, but I can speak at any organization, because forgiveness really does cut through all faith traditions. And even if they're not, religious, they still, people have that longing. You know, there are certain things that are just in us as humans. And so I think it's something that we all would strive for and know that it would be helpful for us to do. I love doing it. It's such a blessing for me to be able to do it. And I go wherever people would be interested in having me. I just was in Dallas presenting it, and then just last night I was back in California presenting it. So, I like to go all over and spread the message.
Yeah, Yeah, as long as we live, we'll always have to forgive because people will continue to hurt us. I think you'll be in the business for a long time. How about that?
yeah, that's a part of what I say in my talk. I'm like, yeah, unfortunately, we humans are remarkably good at hurting each other. So it is something
Absolutely.
That you just constantly have to do, yeah.
Wonderful. Erin, give the audience your website address one more time and how they can contact you.
It's a way to forgiveness, all one thing, .weebly, which is weebly.com, and or they can go to -entertainmentllc.com. Both of those would have links to the film, and there's a contact page on both of those so that they can get in touch with me.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for stopping by the show, Erin. Much success to you, and God bless you.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
You're more than welcome. All right, listeners, we're going to jump into our second segment after this short break, but we'll be chatting with Shirley T. Burke about her book, Shirley T.'s Keeping It Real. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Hello, 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 and thanks so much for listening to Breathe Again, the radio show. I am your host, Nicole Cleveland. If you were with us in the first segment, you heard about Erin Dooley and her film, A Way to Forgive. I want you to go to awaytoforgiveness.com and learn more about her and reach out to her, get in touch with her, support what she's doing, share it with somebody. So we're going to jump right into our second segment with Miss Shirley T. Burke with her book, Have You Forgotten You Matter? I'm going to read a little bit about the book. It's Shirley T. Burke has compiled her online column, Shirley T. Keeping It Real, from the popular online magazine Women Voices into this anthology. Open it to any page to find inspiration filled with stories that will warm your heart, make you laugh out loud, shed a tear, and will make you want to embrace your life and live it a way that is true to yourself. You Matter is a must-read book. Welcome to the show, Shirley.
Good morning, and thank you so much for the invitation. I certainly appreciate it.
Oh,
I enjoyed your first
welcome.
Guest, too. And that girl is wonderful.
Yeah,
your
she really
guest.
Was. Yeah, fabulous, fabulous. Shirley, congratulations on your book. I know this has been a long time coming, and, you know, it feels good to actually see the actual finished progress. So,
yeah, that is just like a child. Just like
Absolutely.
Having a child.
So, Shirley, what
helped me on that road.
To,
well, you had some workshops some years back, and I enjoyed those. And also, so many things were happening to me in my life, and I said I wanted to put it in writing.
Mm-hmm.
It started from being on LinkedIn, tell you the truth, too, is somebody had advertisement and said that they would, you know, if you were having workshops or anything like that, they would put it in their magazine online. So I thanked her. She did it, and I thanked her and said, one day maybe I'll write an article for you. And that's how that got started for the online magazine, and I started putting my stories together. Just my life, stories of my life. What you find in there mostly are my life experiences that I've had. Just do,
awesome.
You know, it goes back, but it's my life experiences.
Yeah. You are a friend to the show. You were with us last year, and you were sharing about your son drowning years ago.
Yes.
And you really
mm-hmm.
blessed the audience. You really did. Because you're constantly healing from that. I don't think you ever get over
yes.
that. Is that correct?
You never do. People don't forget that. People don't think about that. It's something people say closure. That's just somebody just learning to say some words. They have never experienced
mm-hmm.
certain things. But there's no closure, but there's healing. And there's Robin's grandmother's statement, you make your message. So it's all divine order, I think. It's all divine order.
Agree with you. Absolutely agree with you. And I think the society tends to forget that a mother that has lost their child will see other children growing in an adult and always reference back to that child to say, wow, Junior would have been 30 or 40 or 20.
Yes, yes. That is so true. That, I'm glad you said that, because I do see little boys and parents, and I'm not hesitant to start a conversation. And it does remind you of what has happened. And it's a heavy thing. It really is heavy. And that's the reason I say things come up in your life, and it's for all of us. I think we've gone through some stuff that other people have killed themselves by. You know, a whole lot. We consider a whole lot less, and we are still standing. We're stronger than we think. We're stronger than we think.
Yeah. Shirley, you said you could open the book to any page and you will be inspired. So that's what I'm going to do right now. And I'm on page 8, and I'm going to read one of
page
the quotes
eight,
that you put in the book. You said, remember what other people think about you really ain't your business. Don't waste your energy worrying about what others think. The important question is, what do you think about you?
Yes, yes. I used to say that after teaching aerobics. I taught aerobics for 30 years, and I would I ended the class with something like this. And so many people have said that it has gotten them through so many situations just thinking about it. And women that worked in a dominant male industry daily, they were a lot of the people that came up to me to say, that statement, Shirley, has gotten me through. I just, and we do worry about what people think. But years ago, I found out that I didn't have time for that. There was too many other things going on in my life, and I just figured that everybody was doing the best they could, and I was too.
That's good. That is very good.
I like you selected that to read.
Yeah. What's your favorite part of the book?
I used to open it up, and even when I sell a book or when I give a book away, I just randomly pick things. But what comes up regularly is who or what have you been allowing in the front row of your life? That comes up pretty regular, because we don't have enough boundaries. And, like the first story is when you see crazy coming across the street.
Yeah.
And my thing is, I like that title because it goes with this thing, what have you been allowing in the front row of your life? We let people in our lives, and they're no good for us. And I don't think women recognize crazy way off. It has to come close, and then we let it stay too long. And I think this has been a challenge in our lives. People come into our lives for a reason, and when they leave, it's for a reason too, but we try to keep them in there. We're nurturers, and we don't like to give up on people. We just do not like to give up on people. But sometimes we have to turn the person loose, a situation loose, a job loose. It can be anything. But we hold on to it because it's just like I talk about pain. I know my pain. I wouldn't exchange my pain for yours. And sometimes we're too comfortable with that pain. And we don't turn it loose fast enough. But I like who or what have you been allowing in the front row of your life. Some people don't even need to be in the balcony, much like on the front row.
This is a balcony. You're so right. I think I think that was a very good point. You said we forgive and we let things stay. But Maya Angelou said, when a person shows you who they are, believe them first time, but we are so forgiving. We're like, they're not going to do that anymore. When we get that twisted, we think we're supposed to forgive and continue to be with. But no. We can forgive and deal with one another apart. Would you agree?
That's it. Yes, I do. But I do think we have to stay or let it stay until we are satisfied. And then when we turn it loose, it's a loose. We have to know. I think it's us knowing that we have done all we can do to make things better. Because I think women take our vows when it comes to marriage or different all the relationships with other human beings. I think we take it so seriously. And but I just say once you get over it and turn it loose and shake the dust off feet, hey, girl, it's all over. But it takes a while to get there for some of us. Some of us get there a little faster than others.
We're fixers, too.
I think we're
fixers by human nature. We want to fix people and fix things. And it is not our business to try to fix other people because we can't.
No, we can't fix ourselves. It's a challenge. Our whole lives to work on ourselves. That's how come we got these stories to tell.
Shirley, I've seen you when you've spoken, and I tell you, you captivate the audience because you have been preaching this message that you matter from the beginning. Talk to me a little bit about why we as women don't think we do matter, or we put ourselves last because we put everyone before us. But that self-care is so very important. Can you talk about that?
Sure. Somebody came to me a few months ago, and it says that being good to yourself is not selfish. I think it's a spiritual act of kindness. This is what came to my spirit some months back. It's a spiritual act of kindness. I think society has taught us, and I can tell you that my mama helped with that, you know, always waiting on people or the brothers and sisters in the family. I always say the boy children in the family are always the first. You know, that's what I've seen so many mothers with the boy child, like the dad is with the girl child. But it's, I think, you know, with society and how, you know, you're not supposed to tell your trouble. You don't hang your laundry out on the line, you know, or hang your stuff out there. And it's so much of this is from history. And especially the black community, you don't talk about mental health, or you don't say this or you don't say the other. And it's just something that you have to learn to a way to take care of yourself. Know that you go to counseling. You know, some of us haven't been exposed to counseling. Know that you can go and talk to somebody. There are groups, Al-Anon and adults, children of adults, alcoholics or something. You know, there are resources out there that a lot of people are ashamed to even go to. And I either don't even know anything about it. There's so much help out there. But I think society and families, too, is where a lot of this comes. This is why we have to talk to our kids and let them know that they matter. If they're not the A student, that's fine. But they are the one that can fix everything in the house. You know what I'm saying? We all have some skill. Even those autistic kids can play music for anything that they hear, they can play it. All of us have a part in life, and that's what I like to emphasize. No matter who we are, and I probably would get letters of comments about what I'm about to say. I even think, you know, like everything that's going on from the top of our government down, you know, the president was sent just like we were. They can take that in. That's how I get through. He was sent just like we were sent to do what we're doing. Things change. Some things that has changed this week from these children getting shot. You know?
My God.
I want you to think about it. He was sent too. And this is, you know, I pray for him and I pray for all of us. And that's the only way I can get through because the plan ain't mine. I believe
it's
a plan.
Shirley, isn't it something when we choose who we're going to forgive and we choose who we're going to, like things are big sins and little sins and they only did a little bit, so I'm going to forgive them. But that person, I can't forgive. Isn't that something how people do that?
Yes.
All of us do it. Mm-hmm.
All of us. Mm-hmm. We're reading a book in a book club called Detox, a Judgment Detox. And it's society where, you know, all the news and all this stuff, we're exposed to this stuff every day. But choosing, like you say, who we forgive, people are always discussing that. But, hey, my thing is we're all flesh and blood. We come here from the same. We come from the same. And so my mom always used to tell me, she said, why do we expect other people to do what we can't do? I will never forget her saying that. That's one statement that I have grown to understand. How come we expect other people to do what we can't do?
We can't do and won't do.
Thank you. Yes, totally.
Shirley, what's been the response about the book from people reading it? What are they saying?
Oh, my goodness. I have never heard such things. They say some people read it first thing in the morning. Some people take a shower and just open the book up and read it, and it has been overwhelmingly just I cannot put into words how it makes me feel. that has made a difference. A review was put out that yesterday online, and the girl was saying this, how she thinks it should be read by everybody, because I'm sort of raw and just put things out there. I say things that people don't want to even think about, because I know I have some of the same experiences other people have had. And it has been so welcoming to hear what people are saying. And I'm grateful that the lady that gave me the opportunity to write in her magazine, I'm grateful for that. And also grateful that I've had the opportunity to work with you and all your help with talking to people about how to write books and stuff. It doesn't happen right away, but it all accumulates and it's all a part of the end. You understand what I'm saying? It's been some years since I came to your seminar, but I didn't forget that it's possible.
Yeah.
So that's why I think it's important that we do what comes on our heart. You know, you talk about things, but I have been telling people, don't write your book, write your story. You know, because when you say I'm going to write a book, it's so daunting, you never start. So I just went on with writing stories. And I encourage people to write the story, and the book will come.
I love it, love it, love it. So, Shirley, tell the audience a little bit about how they can contact you, how they can purchase the book. And you are a speaker, so you're part of lots of associations, and
yes,
you travel, and you speak. Talk a little bit about the topics you speak about.
Well, I speak on self-esteem. I speak on one of my topics is changing M&Ms into lifesavers, and it's about life and stress. I am a confidence coach, and confidence deals with a lot of things: lack of self-esteem. When I get to this word, I never can think of it, but being depressed. I don't know why it's hard for me to remember that, but being depressed, being self-loathing, and stuff like this. I teach on all of these things, and it's so inclusive. You use the word, but people try to hold it in, but it's a big, wide world of things. But knowing that you matter is the major thing, knowing that you matter right this minute, this very second. And the book is, I love how you read the title, and because the major thing, have you forgotten that you matter? And I just think that if people knew that they matter more, things, the news would be the same, but it wouldn't be as many stories as we hear now about death and dying and we killing each other. And they can get my book on Amazon. They type in Shirley T. Burke, it'll come up, or the title. And also the book right now is just sold on Amazon and on my website, which is www.shirleyt.com. And if they want to get in touch with me, they can go to my website. They'll get a chat, get one of the stories. And this month is Heart Month, so it's about a story about the heart and all that's in the book. And I welcome them to go to ShirleyT.com to get that. We will be speaking in Richmond at Woven on March the 9th. That's at the Westwood Country Club. And, you know, this is, and maybe I'll be in your neck of the woods in Tidewater area, maybe in April or May sometime. April, yeah.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Shirley, it's been a pleasure. You are a friend of the show. You are family. You are a business
I
network.
I love it. I
member
love it.
From Breathe Again. I wish you much success, and God bless you. Thanks again for stopping by the show.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity, and I thank you for doing your mission. Because some of us don't get on that mission. Some of us get in that belly of Jonah. And that'd be good to come on the show.
We
but just,
there. We're not going to Nineveh. We're not going.
I'm telling you, girl. I'm telling you. Thank you so
God
much.
God bless you,
thank
Shirley.
You so
thanks
much.
So much for
thank
stopping
you.
By the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Nicole.
You're welcome. All right, listeners, I know you were blessed by Shirley T. Burke. Go out there and support this woman. She is doing business, and she is encouraging other people. She's motivating. She's inspiring. But most of all, she's keeping it real. And this book, and she's right, any page you turn to, it will bless you because it has stories and quotes and different things that will encourage you and help you to move forward. So go on Amazon, plug in Shirley T. Burke's Keeping It Real, and remember that title, Have You Forgotten? You matter, not your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, your children. We're talking about you. You matter. Don't ever forget that. That has been our show for today. I just want to thank Aaron for stopping by and Shirley. Go out there, connect with them. Let them know that you heard their interview on Breathe Again Radio Show. And again, if you have a victorious testimony, if you have a new release, if it's a book, if it's a film, if it's a product, if it's a service, you got an event coming up, I'd love to have you on the show to share what you're doing with the audience. I never, ever say goodbye. I always say until next time, God bless you and enjoy the rest of your weekend.